beautiful, melanated, original, whatever you want to call yourself, people. It's your girl, Tina Berry, Straight No Chaser with the Queen. I am here at Fly New Being Queen, the network for melanated women just like you. Again, Straight No Chaser with the Queen, here at Fly New Being Queen, the melanated network for melanated women like you. Probably got tone tied. Good morning. Good morning. So, what are we going to talk about today? Last time on my show, we talked that we recognized who our devils were. Mm-hmm. We know that the devil is the spirit of illusion. We know who are walking around the earth with the illusion that they rule this earth and that they rule us, and they walk around in they adorn themselves with our cultures. Okay? So, now we know that we consider the devil. They say that all of them are not racist. But I just got this pack right here. You know, my pack of Ritz or whatever you want to call them. I say these many of the devils are not racist. Good morning, good morning. And the rest of these are racist. So this is what I'm trying to give you, a visual of what we're doing, what we deal with from racist people, you know. So in a hold, if we don't understand that even though it's these many that's not racist, these many can't stop all of them, because even though all of these say they're not racist, they unite. They have unity. This whole pack, even though at the end of the day, they unify to get the job done. That's what we don't do. Beautiful, melanated, original, Hebrewites, whatever you want to call yourself, people, Christians, whatever. If you don't understand yet that they got you caught up in titles, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm going to try to get through this. So, first, because I forgot last time. First, I want us beautiful melanated people here at the Fly Nubian Queen Network for melanated women just like you. I want you to, in the comments, everybody. Now, we know we have been dealing with this virus. Before I get into the unity, we've been dealing with this virus, right? And so, so many people have lost their lives. They've lost their lives. And I know we're here talking it. It's real. It's reality. So what I want y'all to do is drop some flowers in the comments for all of our brothers and sisters out there who are struggling, who has lost family members, who have just, this virus has basically changed their lives forever. I have personal people I know that are struggling. So if you want to give everybody their flowers now, let's drop some flowers and have just, you know, give this, remember our people that are struggling, because people, this is war. This is war. Regardless if any of them or others are dying, if any of these are dying from, one moment. But even if any of these are dying, at the end, we are dealing with the virus on top of all the other stuff we have already. Thank you. Thank you, Candace. Thank you, LaDon. Thank you. Thank you. This is for all of the brothers and sisters, because these people are not able to see their family members. Some of these people, you know, black people, we ain't got the money like that sometimes. So I know in New York, they were giving these family members a certain amount of time, and then they throwing us in the hole because they don't care nothing about us. If they'll dig us up later and get all our bones or try to make medicine, they'll do whatever. But right now, we need to remember our people that's going through. Thank you. Thank you, beautiful melanated people, because they need, we can send flowers virtually to all of those that's in quarantine, all of those that have passed, just to let our people know that we are united. We have to start thinking of ways each day to think about each other. Unity. Unity is the only thing that is going to save us. And I want to show you an example. As y'all just keep throwing them flowers up there, honey. I'm going to show you an example. I had some pictures, but I decided it might not be a good example, but I'm going to just give you an analogy of what it is. Okay, I got this bottle of water filled with white. So that's going to represent the white supremacy that we live under. Okay? This represents white supremacy. This top represents the unity that all of them, because all of these people who say that they're not racist and that race, they didn't have slaves and all that other excuses that they give, they benefit off of those who are racist that unite together. The difference with us is that we don't think that we have enemies, and we think that if we, they have, our enemy has made us think of our battle individually. They have Africans over in Nigeria fighting another probably African in Syria or whatever. They got us divided. They got us over here in America, and we only concern in America about racism if our son is or daughters is killed, or if that other person, you know, we got our, they have us thinking our battles are individual when we don't understand those are battles. Understand a battle, but it's not the whole war. All these individual battles equal the whole war that has been going on. So your brother's battle over there is just as important to you as your own battle. We need to unite. We need unity. So this right here shows, right here, they got they're so tight with their unity, it don't spill, right? Because this top unites to this bottle and it keeps everything in here from being spilled out. Everything in here, it's not going nowhere. Their top is white supremacy. White supremacy keeps all this white power flowing through the earth. Flowing wherever you go. And white power don't mean white people. White supremacy means racism. Chinese, black, whatever. If they, right now, we are so advanced that racism doesn't mean white people. White supremacy doesn't just mean white people anymore. White supremacy means anybody that identifies with that effed up system that these white people put in place, because it was put in place for their race to benefit off the everybody else. Blacks are just at the lower point, because Japanese, Chinese, all them, they didn't like them neither. But when they skin got lighter, and because these people ain't real and it wasn't enough of them, they needed they needed to have a way for them to unite with them. So how they unite is by the white skin. Black people, your skin will never be white unless you bleach it. So those that is cooning or think they white, they got a white supremacist mind. Now, this is us. And I got a smaller bottle because I wanted to represent just how long this racism is going on. And these people bottle is being filled off of the backs of us because we won't unite. Okay? And so they trick us. They trick us to pour all of our essence into them. And like I said, the top, our flimsy top, every time it's some of us black power people trying to bring us together, you got those that's ready to get out this bottle, ready to go over here, because to them, it's more room over in this bottle than here. So what you do is when you take off unity, when you get rid of the black unity, I'm going to use the top, because that's what keeps everything in here. See, right now, this bottle can't be crushed. Of course it could, but I'm just giving you an example. It can't be crushed. The water is not going to spill out. Our essence is not spilling out. But what we are doing when we divide ourselves, we're voluntarily taking our top off and pouring ourselves into this white supremacist system. And they're eating it up. We're pouring ourselves in there. And then when we turn around, we pouring ourselves in this white supremacist system. We're giving them all our essence. We're giving them all our essence. And then as the years go by, we're losing our stability. We're losing our children. We're losing our inventions. We're losing our minds. We're losing our patience with each other. We're losing everything because some of our black people want to get out this bottle. Because to them, this bottle ain't good enough. Black ain't good enough. It ain't good enough for them. They want to go over here and play with the white supremacists because they bottle look good. they bottle look good, and as they keep doing it, notice the bottle's still white. It's just turning the color a little bit. Now when you look around at white supremacy, you got more light-skinned, you know, you got, it's not that many white people, pure white people left. So they're mixed. They're mixing up our minds and filling themselves with our essence because we won't unite. Because we don't think we're good enough. Because that, yes, that's right. That's right, Yaz. She said, yes, we have no patience. We have no patience. We have no patience. So we're losing. We're losing because we're trying to, we're going over to this other side because for somehow we have been tricked that their water is better. Being them is better. When all they're, when all they are is a makeup of us. All they are is a makeup of us. All they possess is our possessions. All they have is trees they cut down and plastered the faces of racist people on it and told you it was money and did put it in the Bible and told you that you're supposed to pay your tithes. Now, you know God ain't do that, because if God can create a human being and one has the organs to carry a child and one has the organs to put the seed in the other, why wouldn't that same God produce money? Oh, because it did. It's called the elements of earth. It's called food, water, all the rubies, all the cobalt, all the gold, all the copper, all that. Our people didn't just dress up and adorn themselves, because what y'all doing now, these white people have is taking your essence and filling themselves. Now what you are is walking around replicating your original selves to be them. When we wore that copper and gold, because you are part of nature. White people have not have told you you're some special being. Yeah, you're special, but you're still part of nature. And that stuff regulates the energy in your body. Gold, copper. Our people drunk out of gold and copper. They got all, yes, that's right, Nakisha. They got all our resources and have us working our backs off, killing each other, messing each other up to get the resources that they claim is theirs, but their resources is coming from here. The more it turns black, the more it turns different. You get what I'm saying? So they're always taking our resources and filling themselves with it, no matter what it is. And we don't recognize that we are at war. We are in slavery. So, one moment. Again, I want to welcome you to Fly Newbie and Queen, the network for melanated women like you. Shop Fly Newbie and Queen. Shop FNQ. Shop FNQ.com and check out some things that we have here at Fly Newbie and Queen. Text the word Queen to 31996 to receive updates. Okay? And again, I told you again, straight no chaser with the Queen. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, on Facebook. I'm building all that. My sister been working in this quarantine. But unity is the only way. If this top did not unite with this bottle, and we twisted all of this essence, all of this would spill out. And we're just spilling our essence, but we're not spilling it. We're just taking everything we have and we're pouring it into white supremacy. And then they have us running around protecting this, them, white supremacy. They have us running around protecting them, and we're arguing with each other. So what can we do? It's start uniting. Start having patience with each other. Start thinking about each other's struggle. Start thinking each day when you wake up. When you get ready to go to do good, remember in Romans, when you go to do good, evil is present. Who is evil? Who do we fear? And I don't fear them, but we do fear them because of the power that they have. Black people, who are the only people we fear on earth? We gonna fear each other because we'll shoot each other. We'll fight each other. We'll curse each other out. We don't fear each other. What do we fear? White supremacy. I hear so many people especially black people, they get mad if you disrespect them. If you disrespect them, they get mad individually. But yet these people are disrespecting us on a whole national level. When you open up your YouTube or your social media, excuse me, you see what's happening to our brothers and sisters. But you are, white people have you not worried about it because they gave you this thing in the Bible. Now, Bible, all of it is not real because it was rewritten 1,500 times. Now, the original text that they got it from was from our people. That's why we won't let it go. That's why we won't let it resonate that these people have poisoned our spirituality. They have put poison in the Bible. They wrote it, but they copied it from our original text. So, we have to understand that these people got us thinking that nothing is our problem. Let God handle it. Long as we keep saying, vengeance is the Lord, he'll be repay. We won't never get nowhere. We got a vengeance should be ours together. When we see one black child, I seen a video right before I was coming on. Yes, we feel white. Of a cop beating another young black girl, holding her down, then punching her in the head. But yet they tell your black ass, you cannot whoop your child. And we'll come to your house, take your child out your house, and put that child up in the system. And then there's so many millions of kids missing. They selling our kids. But somehow we fear getting in trouble by them. We don't feel, we scared to drag their asses and whoop their asses back, come to my house touching my child. I understand. See, what they do, they paint that. Oh, they give you the pity po me story about how children need to be protected. And then that way they set up the rules. Then soon as your black ass do one little thing to discipline your child, that gives them a right to come in just like it was in slavery. To come in and get your child to do what they want your child to do and put your child in the system and stuff. Ain't that stupid? Ain't that crazy? Ain't them devils crazy? And we won't unite. We don't even know how many black kids, black parents are missing their children. Just because we are put in a situation to not be able to provide for them. We are put in a situation of poverty because we're pouring all our essence into them instead of opening up that top and turning this bottle over and stuff. We allow it. And everything is normal. And I'm talking about our black people, but let's look at this. Look at the children in the that they got at the borders that they holding in the immigration camps. There's 1,500 missing already. And that camp wasn't even open up that long. 15, excuse me. I know they say we could curse, but excuse me. Where the fuck is them children at? Why we ain't united? See, if them people, the other people of color, would stop with this white supremacist, because like I said, they got us all thinking we fighting an individual battle when we all fighting the same battle. And the war is really, because if they united and stopped taking their suffering from these people as an individual problem and understand it's a whole problem with all us people of color, black people or whatever, then something could be done about them children. If we get all black people, we know how to march and we know how to, we will march our asses off. Then why? Why do you never march into the important places? If we gonna march, which I don't believe in marching and stuff no more, why we ain't every black person at the state capitals? You know, when we march, it's like every year y'all do the Million Man March. And I said something about it. I love Martin Luther King, I understand. But back then, they didn't have that much television and social media. Back then, things, when you march and you see the crowd of black people together, that was like but that was so long ago. And now when we get together to march, it's just for show. It's just for show. It's just to make you feel good, that make you give a little bit of inkling. Like, I did something. You ain't did shit. All you did was get up and march and make yourself tight. You ain't fight nobody back. You ain't unite with nobody. You ain't called no child. I know most black people all over the hood. Y'all ain't called no other black mama and say, I feel for you for losing your child. You know what I'm saying? In the South, it's bad. I know that it's a lot of organizations up in the city. But in the South, especially Alabama, down people killing each other left and right. For some reason, we hate the shit out of each other. And no, y'all don't think that's a key, a little inkling that something is going on with our minds? Y'all don't think that? It's something wrong. It is something wrong with us. It is. And it's okay to admit that. But what is the why? What if we don't admit what the problem is, we can never unite. Because with unity, there is strength. With unity, there is strength. That's what they know. That's why they did everything they could. If you look at the birth of a nation, in the birth of a nation, I remember one of my cousins, and most of the time when films come out, they were making comments about the film. Well, it was like this, it was like that. And you know, like, our films, they put our stories on TV for entertainment. That's why they don't give a damn if they change it. You know, but the birth of a nation, they fought that man tooth and nail to not let that movie come out. And y'all ain't even caught on yet. That happened for real. That was a real black man. He was tired of that shit. They had him preaching and everything. He carried his Bible and he cut off heads. And since then, Haitians, Haitians, I watch our people every day suffer. They're suffering because they fought back. Anybody that fights back, they make sure that they cut us off. They make sure they punish us. Look at what on Facebook. How do we not go to Facebook jail? Is Farrakhan not blocked from off of off of Facebook and Instagram? You know that, why? But the KKK still walking around. They still got these secret groups that all the police are almost in. All of these white leaders are in. That's because they don't want unity, because they know what unity, it is strength with us. Okay? So we have to understand the word unity. Somebody write, what is the definition of unity? You know what I'm saying? Again, we are here at Fly Nubian Queen, the network for melanated women like you and me. And y'all men out there, because I see some men in here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting. Get your wives, your cousins, your little girls, all of us, support, support, support. It's time to see other stuff about us spreading. It's time to see us speaking the truth. And again, text the word Queens to 31996 to receive updates. But unity is what we need. They know if we unite, we got strength. When they came to the Haitian islands, they beat their ass because they was unified. Our people did not know about guns because we always been spiritual people. That's how they conquered us. And that's how they continue to conquer us. But when we did get, there were some people that fought back. They never gonna tell you all the stories. I hear black people say all the time, our people sold us in slavery. Our people sold us in slavery. No, the fuck they didn't. Not all of them. And half of them didn't even know what this slavery was. Not this type of slavery going on. It was indentured servants. Go to your library. I went to mine. They will show you indentured servants. When white people say they were slaves too, they was indentured servants. They came over here to serve out their time, but then they were free. They wasn't beat. They wasn't chained. They wasn't being effed up like us. They did their time and they got land and stuff. We didn't. So our people came up with that because you have to repay somebody back for doing wrong. We came up with indentured servants. But our indentured servants, we didn't beat them and kill them and rape them and kill their kids and torture them just for the hell of it. That's them. These damn devils. Because something has to be wrong with a person to kill people, hang our men by the balls, and then sell tickets at the church. The same church y'all putting up on the pedestal, they sold tickets to see your black ass die. It's in the, I'm not telling a lie, go look it up. That's why you got, that's why you still see the pictures of black men hanging and dying and being burnt and the little white kids eating their little ice cream, looking up at it. But we won't unite. They united. They united so much that they convinced them and their children that that was humanity, that it was okay to do that. You and y'all following these people. Y'all ain't questioning these people. Y'all ain't questioning this book that these people done gave y'all. Y'all, we need to unite. We need to understand my struggle is your struggle. Your struggle is my struggle. That's how you eat. Our people used to sit around and eat. And eat together. They still do. We are tribal people. That's why we can't, even in this damn call, stay at home. We got to get together and eat. The one thing you can get black people when we have to, we get together and barbecue. We still, those are traditional, those are habits and we don't realize it. Those are tribe habits. Sitting around and eating with each other. Because at one time before white supremacy, we didn't have to fight nobody for our food. We didn't have to fight. We were united. They don't know how we built the pyramids. They was built with unity, motherfuckers. That's how they was built. You tell that to the next white people. Hey, we aliens know the fuck they did. Yeah, aliens, we come from the universe. If that's what you want to call us. Aliens, gods, whatever. You know what the fuck we are. That's why y'all keep us in slavery. That's why they keep us on chains. And then whatever we produce, they ready to buy it and then throw us back in the chain. We are freed in cages. We are freed in our physical sense, but we are encaged in the mind. Yes, we are. So we need unity. You need to understand when one black child struggling, then it's a struggle for the next black child. I don't care how much that next black child got to eat. This one black child might got all the education and another black child might be hungry. You don't see how that other black child can help the other black child? We don't see how we can help each other because we have been pitted against each other. We are the only ones that's paid to sing songs about calling each other the N-word and fucking each other up and killing each other mamas and sisters and raping each other sisters and killing each other brothers. We the only ones that get paid to say that shit. Now, when we say, let me say kill a cracker, go kill this and kill that. I can't even say the P word, that number 45. If I made a song like that, the CIA would be all over. Why is it okay for us to say kill each other and kill each other children and not them? Name them songs. Name their derogatory songs. Y'all don't get that shit yet. It's to divide you because with unity, there is strength. With unity, there is strength. If a white dude... That's why they had to separate us in the mind so that when they walked up to us and started beating and fighting one of us, the other one wouldn't jump in. But when the white man, the God that they made, is not around, we walk up and hit one another. We'll jump each other. We'll kill each other. We'll get on Facebook. I ain't got no gun. We'll get on Facebook. Yeah, this my shit. My guns. What y'all holding up y'all guns for? Because somehow your enemy could trick you to believe your enemy was you. Your enemy made you believe when you look in the mirror, that's who your enemy is. Your enemy make you believe that is something wrong with your skin when them motherfuckers can't even sit up in the sun. When they come at me, I tell them, let me tell you something. Let's put wife beaters on. I ain't say wife beaters. I said, let's get naked in the sun in a hot afternoon and have this argument and let the motherfucking Mother Nature judge who belong on top of this earth and who belong under it. That's what I told them. Let's we ain't got to argue. If y'all want to do war, we ain't got to argue. All the elements is around us. Our black people, they had to get guns because our black people, we work with nature. We are Mother Nature. That's why they go to black people when they trying to kill all the animals and our stupid ass just keep leading them. We letting them kill our animals, kill the seeds and everything. When they want to go hunt down a lion to put on their wall to pound their empty chests, they go to a black person to lead them to the lion. Don't we see that we leading them to destruction? At the time, we used to use the lions to fuck them up. At the times, they used to use the hyenas, the monkeys and all that. Because you are the rulers of the land. They told you that God gave Adam and Eve. God gave Adam. It wasn't no damn Adam and Eve. It was a king and a queen. It was us. were made simultaneously together. You don't see the trick. That's why when they seen the black people with the big buildings, the tall structures, controlling the animals, here they go with theirs. Here go in their circus and found it. Whatever they fucking circuses' names is, a lot of them. When they get one at, they want to show you, see how we as white people can tame this elephant? See how we as white people can tame this lion? When them lions and tigers don't fuck them up, you see the Tiger King. Why ain't no Lion King? Tell me, show me a white person raising lions that ain't got no black help. They come in because this is not, to them, all of this world is amazing to them. It was normal to us. That's why they come to us. It's normal to us to create. It's normal. You don't even get it. That's why they have to keep your creative side, your pineal gland, everything calcified so that you won't wake up. So you won't get it. They got to keep you over there while you get amazed and keep us over here and keep you from Africa and then bring little things that from us so that we can look at them in amazement. That's what they want. They're a spirit of illusion. They are a roaring lion. They are devils. They are demons walking to and fro, seeking whom they may devour. And y'all don't get that yet. You read your Bible. If you do read your Bible, the devil is them. And y'all ain't, it ain't no Jews and Gentiles, all them names. Them letters wasn't even existing. Learn where this language even came from. Everything we had, they had to redo it for theirs, and it's watered down. Their buildings are watered down. The structures are, America is crumbling, and the pyramids are still standing from thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, and they ask you how it was built. Bitch, it was built with unity. Black unity at that. That's what you're never going to have, white people. Thank you. Thank you. I'm reading some of y'all comments. This country was built on the backs of blacks. This is Lynn Richardson and black business owners. Yes! That's what I'm saying. Don't y'all just, do y'all ever just sit down and think that, dang, look at everything we have accomplished. Dude, look up all the stuff in the museums that they have stolen. Honey, y'all talking about a horse and a wagon and toys. Our people had toys back then. It's in museums. They don't want us to regenerate. They want us to hate Africa so that we won't go back and unite and take back all that they took from Africa. Their lands were empty blank canvases, and they went to black lands and they filled the black land. They went and got, I can't draw, they went and got our animals. See, this is them. This is they white. They had nothing. Then they got our people. They got our intuition. They got our inventions. They got our children. They got, they're filling their white canvas with us. They have nothing. They never had nothing. They had to go underground because the sun was too hot. Like I said, next time a white person argue with you, tell them, let's have this argument in the high afternoon when the sun is at its highest and hottest. With no clothes on, and let nature decide who God, nature, or whatever you want to call it, decide want it on top of the earth, and who in God and nature want it under the earth. Because without sunscreen and without mixing our seeds with them, they burn. They burn. So understand that you're dealing with a devil. A devil. Devils. And they unite. And we need unity. We need unity. We need to help each other read instead of stop. That's right. We're living in a stolen legacy, sister. That's right. That's right. But look, I want y'all to take the time and subscribe to Fly Nubian Queen, the network for melanated women like you. I want you to hit the notification bell. Check us out on YouTube. Hit that notification bell. Hit the like button or the thumbs up button on Facebook, okay? So that you can get updates when we're on live, so that we can unite, so that we never know where we're going to be. I look at this, more people, black people are waking up, so there's no telling where we're going to be 3 years from now. People, have patience. Start having patience with each other. Start double thinking what you're about to say to your brothers or sisters. Everything ain't funny no more. If our sisters and brothers are struggling, stop wearing this designer shit. Why are you? To me, I hate designer stuff. Unless it's black, I gotta find me some. Because to me, it's like you wearing a white person name on you. It's like when I see Chanel and all that, do you know these are white people? And they got a head off of the backs of your ancestors. And our ancestors, that's your great-great-grandfather. It's not been a long time ago since slavery. Slavery was maybe 150 years ago. Most people live at an age of 100. So that means your great-great-grandmother or great-great-grandfather was raped or pillaged or burned or lynched or whatever. Okay? So when you wear these designer labels and stuff and Gucci and stuff, this what you look like. I'm a white person. I'm wearing the white. You look stupid. You spending all your hard-earned money to buy a letter or a name that white people told you what was worth. The same people who tell you not worth shit. The same people who won't back no black companies for you to make money. It's time to stop feeding the devil and unite. It's time to stop feeding your enemy and unite. It's time to stop feeding your enemy children like they used to have the black woman. You know, when she had to take care of the white babies, they wanted our essence. So she had to feed with her breast. And that same breast, she could not feed her own child that she birthed out of her own body with it. Because a white person said that was belong to their child. So that's the same thing they do to us. They won't let us produce for our own children, but we'll sit here to feed theirs. Hell no. Y'all better wake up and unite. Because I'm tired of this. I need us to unite. And I need us to unite fast. And if we unite, boo, we ain't got to fight. Some of y'all scared as hell. Some of y'all. And then all of these dudes that shooting, you ain't fighting. You a coward just like these. Durn. You a coward. Because you ain't see it happen. You ain't put your hands nowhere. Because if it was real black people like it used to be, real traditions, and you had to fight for your manhood, a lot of y'all would sit y'all ass down somewhere and be computer people or grandfathers or uncles and good husbands and stuff. A lot of y'all would sit y'all black asses down somewhere. Y'all run around like these white people. Like I said, they got your mind. They got you running around thinking that like them. They got you running around being cowards like them. Cause they ass couldn't beat you. So they don't stop you from learning martial arts that we created. They don't stop you from learning that. And that's right. That's my mama on here. She said they laughing at us. Yes. They laugh at us because they know they stopped us from uniting and fighting and learning, and told us to pick up a gun. And then they told us in our songs to pick up a gun. Then they got rid of our positive shows and showed us things with us picking up guns. And everything is towards killing the black person. Then when we see the slave movies, even though they act like it's to educate you, know it's more to indoctrinate you more, to show you that white have the authority. And then you go in the slave movies and you see the white people killing you. Then when you look at the other movies, everybody killing the black man, and ain't nobody, and the black man won't lift his head up, the black woman won't lift her head up and look at their enemy in the face. Y'all fighting like this. You know how they say you can't fight, people who can't fight, they start doing all that. That's how y'all fighting. That's exactly how y'all fighting, like the KKK with the mask on. That was somebody say, that's why the KKK is sitting back, because we killing ourselves. That's right. They did it. It was planned. Think about it. We can still look at Elvis Presley. I don't give a goddamn what Bill Cosby did. I don't know Bill Cosby. I know Cliff Huxtable. And that's who I want to see. That's who the fuck I want to see. I want to see Full House. I don't want to see they fake ass family bullshit when in original families that stepped together were black. Black people stuck together. They hated it. The white people needed divorce court and child support. They stopped us after the 70s when they came up with the projects. And then they say, well, we'll take the black woman, but you got to leave the husband. And then the black woman got to feed the baby, her children, and she got to look in her man's face. So what the black woman going to think of, like, okay, well, I'll do it, but then I'm going to feed my children, I'm going to have this, and I'm going to sneak my husband in the back door. to help. And then they be like, nah, nigga. Excuse me. They like, nah. You ain't bringing them in here. You going to jail for fraud and all that, even though they frauding us every day. The banks collapsed the economy and nobody went to jail in 2008. That's why the economy crashed, because of greedy. And then it's okay. It's okay that they rob us on a big scale. They rob us for millions, but let us help our people. We should be standing up at these welfare offices or DHRs asking for the people's children. Some people don't need their children back. But some of y'all just need... It's like, if you keep killing off the leaders, you have nobody to teach the children. So the result that we have now is that all our kids, our parents and leaders were being put in jail and mass incarcerated. And then they took away all the positive shows and then most of the other parents are working 2 and 3 jobs so they can give their child a life like the white children have. So, but the white children parents ain't going around. The white children got your parents coming in their house tutoring them, or got you coming in there cleaning their house, or you at their businesses working their jobs while they get to be family, and we around scrounging and our children at home listening to bullshit rap telling them to fuck a bitch, kill this, snort pills, pop pill, whatever you do, because I don't. But that's what they telling. Get a gun, fuck them up, fuck, I don't take no shit, rep your dick. That's what our kids listening to while you at the white people job and their families at home eating caviar and lobsters and shit, and we eating fucking oodles and noodles and high blood pressure shit. Come on. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and unite. Unity is the only thing that's going to save us. Because with unity, there is strength. That's how they keep winning these elections. When the white people, when enough of them get united and say no, that's when no is put down. When enough of them got together and gave up, that's say, well, the people need something. They came up with stimulus money, even though they robbed everything. Because if they wanted you to have the millions, just like they sent that shitty ass $1,200, they could have sent everybody $50,000. They put it in system so they can rob you again. They unite on that shit. They sit in that office and have you thinking it's a Democrat and it's a Republican. That bitch is a two-headed snake. Now you keep on believing that these motherfuckers out here trying to help you. The only thing that's going to help us is unite and start talking about what has really happened. Start calling these devils what they are and start telling them what they are and start telling them they all benefit off of white supremacy. Because until the day that a white person got to prep talk their damn child to go out the door because they scared that a black cop is going to kill them, then that's when we can say it changed. But other than that, the only people giving pep talks to each other is us. Either our hands up, when it's up on the video, they still shooting us, because they unite on the agreement. No matter what them black asses say, we gonna say that he was innocent. He feared for his life, buddy. That's all they do. And we sit up here and say, Jesus, don't say that, because it ain't came during slavery, didn't come when these little kids getting raped, he ain't come deal, so obviously it's in you, just like it's in you. If they want something done, they tell you to sign your son up, they dress him up, give him a gun, and they make it happen with your physical body. So if you want change, you're going to have to get up and do something with your physical body and unite, because it ain't coming out the sky. We need unity, okay? Again, this is Straight No Chaser with the Queen here at Fly Nubian Queen, the Melanated Network. The network for melanated women like you. And just remember, drop them flowers before I come off, because I'm getting ready to leave and end this show. But I want y'all to go ahead again. Remember our black people. Remember all our great, great grandmothers that... Y'all look at these movies and see these people were killed. We were beat just to be here, and they still doing it. We got to remember our people. We got to remember when our people were at the strongest. We got to remember when we were strong. That's why they don't want you to know your history. Because when we were, that's right, Nakisha said the J word was invented in the 1600s. Of course. Because when we were strong, in order to remember when we were strong, we got to know our history. And if we know our history, we understood that everything we accomplished was with unity, was together. Okay? So, again, shout out to Fly Nubian Queen, the network for melanated women like you. Text the words QUEENS to 31996. If you want to get some apparel, shopfnq, the word shopfnq.com, and check us out. Again, y'all have a beautiful, blessed day, melanated, original, beautiful people. We will be here again Friday around the same time. And remember that word unity. Take a day, take an hour out your day, each day, and think of how you can bring some unity to your black neighborhood or to your people. Some unity, okay? Think of unity all the time. Where there is unity, there is strength. When you look at white supremacy, understand that they are only still surviving because of their unity. Peace. Good morning, good afternoon, beautiful, melanated, original, whatever you want to call yourself, beautiful people. We're here at the Fly Newbie and Queen Network, the network for melanated women like you. It's your girl, Straight No Chaser with the Queen, here at Fly Newbie and Queen. Subscribe to Fly Newbie and Queen, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. Text Queens to 31996. So come on in here. Woo, what are we going to talk about today? I was looking, last night I seen it, that gunmen stormed, hey beautiful people, the state capitol, hey family, in Michigan. Now you know they were white. They stormed the state capitol in Michigan. Because they want the stay-at-home order lifted. Now, I seen this yesterday. So, I'm guessing. Greetings, beautiful people. Greetings, Paula. So, I'm guessing this happened yesterday. Okay? I don't know if y'all seen it. But, had they been black. So, I guess these people are mad, from what I'm understanding, I'm not perfect, for what I'm gathering, that they're mad because they want the stay-at-home order lifted or something. But either which way, they stormed the state capitol. And some of them had guns. And they called that protesting. And these people had guns. They were trying to enter the House floor, putting other legislators and the governor at risk. Good morning. So, hey, I see someone, it just came in from Michigan. So, if I'm understanding that this just happened yesterday with them storming the state capitol, armed militant, you see, and whether it's right or wrong, if it was us, thanks, if it was us, thank you. Thank you. Beautiful people, just come on in here because we need to talk. This is Friday. Okay. We ending the week. We already know what the devils are. Now they got guns and they go to the state capitol. But I was thinking when I seen this. Sorry. That if it was black, it would have been an ugly sight. We probably wouldn't even got to the stairs. We would have already been handcuffed with IDs, taken out, running our names and everything, wondering what the hell we doing. And that just lets you really come to the realization of how we are second class citizens in this place that we call America. And the thing how they continue to do it is that they unite. You know, we've been talking about unity among us. You know, so we need to look at them. If we're going to, we take all the bad from them. Yes, they're privileged. But how are they privileged? Queens, kings, queens, how are they privileged? They stick together. They unify, you know. They stick together. They unify. Even if it's wrong, they got enough of each other's backs to make it okay. And they have enough of each other's backs to make sure we don't get out of line, to make sure we don't, you know, unify. So we need to understand that all the things that happen to us, yes, they got rid of the Black Panthers. We have to understand all the things that happened to us was created by those people who unified. But back to them, they stormed the Capitol with guns. And it's like a slap in the face every day to all of us, you beautiful Black people. All of us that even they don't even want to deal with racism or whatever. But you pay taxes, you go to work, they print this mess in front of your face that is all of American, we are united, don't kneel. But if it was us, we'd be a threat to their lives. We are killed for the minimum things. We killed for sitting in your living room looking at TV. We killed for walking our kids to school. We killed for basically being told we're not patriotic because we want to kneel. We done did hands up, don't shoot. We killed for selling cigarettes to make a little extra money. We killed for everything. But it's okay for them to walk around with guns. They see no threat. Because I want you to know you are at war. You are at war, and you need to understand it don't matter what title you call yourself, beautiful people, whether it's melanated, whether it's original, whether it's Nubian, whether it's Hebrew-like, whether it's Christian, whether it's Baptist, whether it's Buddhist, whether it's African, non-Jamaican, whatever you call yourself, all they, how they recognize you, excuse me, don't be a fool. They recognize you by the color of your skin. And the only reason a lot of Black people get away with that group of white militants is because it's enough white people to blend in. It ain't enough because it ain't going to be a lot. They don't want a lot of you Black people on there because you are not considered part of America. America means white. That's why they put a hyphen African American. African white. You link it on. You know, everybody got a hyphen but them. Think about it. It makes no sense. Let me read this. Someone commented the reason they wanted to open back up is because we're unifying online and a lot of getting together to make changes. We must stay strong. I can see Black Wall Street 2.0 coming on. Yes. Yes. I mean, we need to. I mean, I'm just like you. I work. You know, we pay our taxes. The lowest job, even if you work at a restaurant, honey, you pay taxes. Don't it come out your check? They play all these little title games and all these word games and all this other stuff to get us all confused and stuff. But at the end of the day, they're taking your laws, they're putting themselves in office, and they're only protecting themselves. And then while they have guns trying to get in the state office in Michigan, the police is blocking the door. No, not one gunshot fired. But they don't see a threat because their skin is the same color. That's what they automatically unify. And it's not nothing wrong with it. It's just that something is wrong with us when we can't see that. Something is wrong with us, and we have to understand what's wrong with us. And that's why we need to know our history. That's why we need to be reading. That's why we don't need to be entertaining. We can have a little fun, but we need to be educated ourselves. Because we fight for the so-called American dream to get money. But what are we going to do with the money? Most of us Black people, we want to get the money and we want to live a life like a white person. We want everything the white man has, even if it's harmful, as Carter G. Woodson said. Everything, we want everything he has. Look at our, not trying to be funny, I know it's always been mixed races. You know, people love people for who people are. If you take the racism out of it, right? But what you got to understand is that every person is different for whatever reason, creators or the creator made it. Because we look different as a group. As a group, you know Black people. As a group, you know Oriental people. As a group, you know the Spaniard people. And as a group, you know the white people. And those groups get together, whether they all the same color, because a Jew to me look like a white person, But then you got the Jews. They all got their communities. You got the Spanish community where they look alike and they speak alike. And you can't even come in there unless you know them or whatever. You're not going to blend in with them. And you got the Jewish community. And you got, even when it comes to the white women, you got them with their right. Everybody got a group that unifies. But us, and all we are the ones that have not been accepted in this society as today as humans. We're always have to be picked apart. I have to be black. If I'm a black woman, I have to be for the Me Too or black woman Me Too rights or something attached to the black woman to get some type of rights. Or the black man has to be in some type of affiliation with some organization to get some type of right. But not once do we ever get the right to just be damn black and human. We're always looking at it as a threat. We're always looked at as a commodity for this American society. And it's right in our face. The white privilege is spilled all over the damn counters. You know? It makes no sense. These white men walk in there. And we need to really, really, I want you to really, 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 really think about this. Because I don't know if any of you ever has seen your family members beat by police or messed up through this system and everything. They got us in this daze and this dream. And when we say wake up, because we're not really banding together to do nothing. We're fighting each other. Yep. Someone said party time is over. It is time to put in real work. Nikisha, Powernomics, Dr. Claude Anderson. Reading his books now. That's right. I ordered mine. We need to stick together. We need to listen to those black leaders like Dr. Claude Anson, like the Boyce Watkins, like Francis Cress Welsing, like Marcus Garvey, like Malcolm X. You know, we need to listen to those leaders and really look at, do we look at our lives? We can really get these people kill us, imprison us, separate our families, and they get to walk free. They have no problem. They cannot say that white people say they don't benefit from white privilege. Even if they don't want to benefit from white privilege, you still benefit from white privilege. That's what your ancestors laid down for them. And they got it by any means necessary by telling us we need to shut up and pray. We need to really look at trying to find ways to have patience with each other. Because how they got infiltrated the camp, how they infiltrated the race, how they infiltrated our minds, how they infiltrated the black family was to separate, was to disperse, to destroy. They destroyed the unity. That's what our problem is. We're not going to get it in Jesus because it's not coming. We've been using the same tactics and y'all could get mad. It's time to look at what Einstein said. Listen to the leader. They make you listen to one part of something. Listen to the whole part. It said that to do something continuously over and over again and expecting to change is insanity. It's time to take all that you know, all that spirituality, but it's time to put your physical bodies and mind to working actually too. You got to learn patience with each other. You got to learn to understand why we are in the mindset that we are in. You got to learn that them guns ain't just for walking around killing your brothers and sisters and robbing your brothers. How you robbing your brothers and sisters because we don't see each other as a whole? But one moment. Again, we're here at Fly Nubian Queen, the network for melanated women like you. We thank you men that's coming in here supporting too. I'm straight no chaser with the queen here at Fly Nubian Queen. Go to shopfnq.com, shopfnq.com. Check out some of our apparel and stuff. Text the words queen to 31996. 31996 to receive updates, okay? So that we can keep up. Yes, drop flowers for each other. I see flowers. Bless you, Queen Paula. You know, give each other flowers. I could get spiritual. I'm going to get that on another day. Y'all can know my spiritual side. You know, I believe our ancestors are here with us. I believe our ancestors are constantly, you could call them angels. You, white people done named your ancestors whatever you want in your mind. We all have our ancestors. Our ancestors are always here with us. And I think that when we look at our ancestors, when we look at our past, when we look at everything that was so, we had unity. We had unity. We had unity. We built the pyramids. We built everything that the white man stole from us with unity. With unity. Understand, we built everything with unity. Even when we were forced to build America, even when we were forced to build America, they made us do it together. We did it together. It might have been forced unity, but we did it together. We built the White House. We built everything free. And then they have convinced us. They have convinced the majority of us that our great, great grandparents should not be repaid. That should not be passed on to you. While we argue about ridiculous stuff about their statues praising these leaders who fought to keep us in slavery. They can lie and twist the stories all they want, but if we just read, we would have unity on what we mad about. We would be unified on what we really fighting about, and they won't have to keep tricking us with either it's Black Lives Matter or Me Too or this and that. They ain't got to separate us because we will understand that we never got the right to be human. It's not even written in our Constitution that y'all we hold so dearly. They want us to stand up and say the pledge and all that, but they have never gave us back to what they did. And then when they wrote in the 340 acres and a mule after Abraham Lincoln did that and they killed them, they took it all back for themselves. We supposed to have the state of Florida as Black people. Look it up. We supposed to have some of this beach land. It is needed for our skin. That is part of us. If we knew science, they should give us educators. They put the white women in our schools that didn't give a damn. I know because I had one. I'm realizing stuff now at an older age. Me and my friends were like, dang, when it come together, no matter how much we want to fight this, and the only way to change something is first face the truth and then start understanding what you got to do. It starts in the mind. You could go to church and they're going to say it starts in the heart. They done told you to go everywhere else. And we've been using the same tactics for hundreds of years. And to us, it looks like it has gotten better. But statistics say that we have not even changed since our lives in society as Black people has not changed since segregation. You know? So we need to understand what is the problem. The problem is that we need to unify. We need to start. We need to get back what they took from us. Like they say, if you ain't Christian, take back what the devil, get back what the devil took from you. Because now we are in groups where Christians, like y'all, they preach you supposed to have forgiveness and this and that. But then if you do what they consider sin, they frown. All these religions frown on anybody that's not in a group. And that all is a cult mentality. Because at the end of the day, if you have to look at your title and cannot see a Black man or a child or being beat by a white policeman or being killed by a white policeman, and these, you cannot feel your brothers and sisters' agony and pain, but yet you could cry for a little white child when they prance it across your TV screen, or a pity poor me white woman, and you could drop for white tears, but you can't for your own. Because if it was really instilled in us, it would be instilled in us to not take a life of somebody that looks like us. It's happening too often. People can say it's a curse or whatever. Yes, it's not a curse that God, it's a curse. It's a curse of them. Look at what it's like. It's common sense. Like it's like a, if you see two sources, say I had two balloons, right? And they were connected on the same air source. We all have life. We all need life. And this one balloon is sucking the air out of the other balloon, and this balloon is getting smaller. This balloon is getting bigger. Ain't it time to cut this balloon off if you want to live? We got to cut off all the things that they have indoctrinated in our minds. The lies that they have told us about each other. We a threat to society. We ain't no good. We thugs. We bitches and we hoes. We take them titles and we press it around in the music. And because the beats sound good, and if you go back in history, our people made every instrument that they playing. So you are connected spiritually with that music, that beat. It does something. But then they have convinced your mind the words are spelling spells. They convince your mind to speak them things into the music, so that music, that beats, the music, the rhythm, the energy opens up your soul, and then you speak them negative words in there. I'm a bitch, I'm a hoe, I'm a nigga. No. You really, really, really got to start looking at what our music used to look like. And we even say it. That ain't no good music. It used to be music good. Our people, when it started rap, we was telling our story. We was using that. Everything we have, the devil comes and taints it. Poison our truth. Just like they did the Bible. The Bible does have a lot of our truth in there. But it's a lot twisted. And it's time. And we know this. Black people know this, but we continue to eat it. Are you going to eat your food if you wiped your ass, excuse me, and got shit on your hands? You going to go in your kitchen and eat the food and say, well, this part of the food ain't tainted? You know, you got to really think. We got to really think about what we're ingesting. We have to understand our minds. Why do we send our kids to school? Because you want them to learn something, but how are they learning? Because you make them repetitively do something and they brain get used to doing it and then they learn it. If we could repetitively look at what the white society, they have the power. They own the FCC. They own the radio stations. They own the money. When we were making our own, they took that away. When we had Black Wall Street, Black Beat, they took that away. They want to take everything away from us because they want to control us. They still want underhanded slavery. We're still on the plantation. Like on the plantation, they used to make the slaves fight each other sometimes for entertainment, just to get extra scraps to take home to their family. And then if you told, all the slaves were scared to do something, so it was every man for himself. We went from tribal people to where they put us every man for himself, and they indoctrinate this stuff to us through the music, through the TV, through the education. That is nothing but a lie. We're watching. Why do I have to write a petition to tell them to stop putting slavery was an indentured servant and they was paid low wages? Why do I have to tell them to stop telling that lie to my child? I don't understand why I have to put the extra energy to tell my government to do something that is already right. It should be the government's responsibility to take our taxes to give our children the right education. And it should be our responsibility to be able to tell our story. Our story is, look in the Library of Congress or the National Library, there's the slave narratives. It's over 2,000 stories because it was a little bit after slavery that we had a little bit of unity. Even with white people. Because, you know, we want to be mad and everything, but we are still all human on this earth. So we're not going to be able to avoid each other. But there is something that's good. It's just that the problem is that we need to make sure those that come in our face is true. Because they broke our trust. We did. But our slave narratives is there. It was a time in history where they was letting the slaves tell their own story. And so the slaves told their own stories word from word in their broken tongues and everything. I'm going to read some of them on one of my next shows. But it's your ancestors. Your ancestors is damn telling you what went on in white lies so that they can feel good. We arguing about taking down statues. Hell, we need to just start putting ours up. It's like kind of like in a relationship, you know how you just have to get to a point where you stop arguing about shit and just do something? But if they keep us arguing about religion, I know somebody said, where do we find, Elevation said, where do we find these good white people? You know what? Some of them donate quietly. Some people do this. You know, I work for myself. I got some contracts, and because they own everything, you sometimes got to go through their company. I was going to say this, even with this quarantine, I know we're telling black people don't support Chinese, but if you got a black business and you can't get your supplies from nowhere but there, then get your supplies because you are owning the business. What we're saying, we need to own stuff and we need to support each other. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to take our money and give it to them for no nails and stuff like that. We need to find nail shops. And I know that it's not none. And that should let you know it's a problem. It's not a lot of black businesses. And I know that it's a lot of black businesses that are rude. But that's why we got to start talking about unity. And let them understand what's on the line. Because we are rude to each other. Because the black person ain't got no money. So you're going to, most black people act white because that's where the money at. Yes, that's right. Mansa Davis said, it's much easier to control a divided group of people than a unified group of people. That's right. They found that out during slavery, during trying to enslave us. Because they're not going to tell you the stories of all the Africans and how they got together and fought them during slavery. Because we have been thought, somehow we talk about American slavery, but the whole darn continent of our African people was enslaved, and the Caribbean islands. Everybody that looked at like this, their lands was fought on and enslaved. Some of our people fought back. So we need to stop thinking individually. That's where they got us. They got us praying and saying, let God handle it. And they got that's why they twisted the God in us. Because they know the God in us works together with all of us. Every race unifies. You don't see tigers saying, fuck it, I don't want to be a tiger no more. Y'all blah, blah, blah. You don't see a tiger going with a damn tribe of lions. I mean, it's just nature. We can mingle. They mingle together. You see all the animals mingle together to get the food source. But when it's on, you know what I'm saying? And then they don't take more than they need. They have us being greedy like them. They have us thinking it takes this much money to do this and do that. When we've been working off the dollar since slavery, we have to understand the tricks that they have played in our minds. Are we trying to get rich so we can wear the clothes they wear and press around and act and treat our people the way they treat us? Because somebody got to be at the bottom of this thing called capitalism. And that's been us. And the only way to keep us at the bottom of this thing called, because they got us on a two-way street. We are the producers of the universe. We are the producers of creativity. We are the producers of spirituality. We are the keepers of the world. We know we go out in there, the lions, the tigers, the bear, they were under our commands. You understand? That's why they need us. If we had a visual picture, we'd be like this, stretched out. It ain't no cross, it's us. We stretched out and we got so many tubes of white supremacy attached to us while they're getting fat and living off. And they're trying to keep up the veil as long as they could before we all unite and pull it down, and they got to run back to them caves. But they making sure they can never do that, because they say what they did, they building nuclear bombs, they building this for the day it ever happened. They figuring, because think about it. How can you blow up one side of the earth and think the other side of the earth won't be affected? That's them simple-minded thinking people, soulless people. Got us being that way. Got us fighting these wars and letting them get the power to dig up our land to make their weapons. To kill everybody if nothing don't go their way. That's how they do. That's their ammo. Do they not? When they get mad, they go just shoot up schools. They do this and do that. They talk about us shooting each other. Black on black crime, I ain't never known it to affect then white people or nobody else. It's affecting us and our community. Because that's why they name it black on black crime. It's affecting us. So what they doing affects everybody else. They come into our neighborhoods and mess us up. And look at it, that's why they got the power to walk around with guns. They in Michigan right now. They show you their power in our faces all the time. And then when we kneel, why do we continue to have these ridiculous arguments? Someone said, Erica McMillan said, if you just stop and think, why are we so hated so much? Only envious and jealousy. Hey, again, one moment. Let me give a shout out to Fly Nubian Queen. We're here at Fly Nubian Queen, the network for melanated women like you. And thank you, men, melanated kings and queens that's out here tuning in. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Because we got to unify. We got to really talk about what's real. We got to stop worrying about hurting other people's feelings. Text the words QUEENS to 31996 to receive updates, special offers. You want to shop with us? go shopfnq.com, shopfnq.com. So, and I'm your girl, Straight No Chaser with the Queen. Straight No Chaser with the Queen. Because I want to give it to you raw. This is it. You know, I live this imaginary life. I worked in corporate. I just used to sit around and I'd be in corporate and I get hired and I see our black people working so hard. Smart black people. Always be the smart. Our black people, they run the corporations, and the white men walk around with their little white styrofoam cups sipping on coffee, delegating. And I was like, I used to be asking black people, how long you work here? They'd be like 25 years, 15 years. And these white men are in power that's younger than them. And these white men are always in power. And our black men, I used to work at the TV stations, local TV stations and stuff. And I'd see our black men carrying the cameras and working the computer system, you know, doing a lot. But when it was time to get the title jobs, to get this good jobs and stuff, you know, it always goes to the white man. You know, they always get the heads up. And it's a system that has been given to them because they unified and made this system. They go into, it's an unspoken racism. Unspoken racism. That's why these men were able to go into this Capitol and not get shot. Because between them, they have unspoken words. That's why they follow everything we do. So we have no secrecy among each other because we have no unity. They learn our slang. Soon as we say one something or have a dance, boom, they got it. Soon as we do some challenge, boom, they doing it. You know what I'm saying? Boom, they analyze us. But then they have all their secret societies to keep this shit going secretly. They have an unspoken racism. They know when they go in that building, none of them were going to be shot. But they knew that one of them could be shot because we know how white men are. When have they not shot up shit? I see a thing on here say Kings and Queens get you some sea moss. Yes, they okay. Now the whole point of this is yes, because they want the stay at home order lifted, because basically they're saying this is a black problem. Again, this is a black problem. So when they see that, they getting it, because they, which y'all don't understand, y'all think these white people care if some white people die. There's always casualties at war. They don't give a damn. They the 1% trying to stay up there. So they still stepping on some white back. So they don't give a damn. So they see that only a minimum of them are dying because they have all the health and they understand what it takes to fight this. So basically, they don't give a damn. They want us to go back to work like it was with slavery. Slaves died off by the hundreds. You see, they keep digging up mass graves. You know, when are we going to understand that we are, it's a subconscious, unspoken life that we're living undercoverly, and we're playing around like we're really working and going to work every day and being accepted, and we're doing it. Only some of us who have a pretty good life can ignore what's going on until you understand when you have a piece of bread and bacteria gets on it or mold gets on it, it's eventually, no matter how much, if you leave that bread there, you leave it there long enough, it's still gonna spread. You might not realize it. Your kid, them first spawns, your first generation might not feel it, your second generation, but it's gonna spread. So just because you hide and get your nice life as a black person and feel like none of this is your problem or want to coon, it's gonna eventually tap on your door. And that's what usually happens with us. We have to understand what we need to do is study them. Look at how these motherfuckers unify. Look at how they stay in together. Look at how they will look each other in the face and back each other up on a lie like it ain't nothing. Up in Alabama, where I'm from, look at how Kay Ivey justified killing or executing a black man who did not pull a trigger, who won when they killed the cops, when they shot back, when they said them the cops was robbing them black boys. How they went in there, and the black boy who pulled the trigger said that the dude who didn't pull the trigger, he's still alive. He's sitting in jail. But the other person, Kay Ivey, she executed. She went on and executed the black boy. Because they don't think we shit. They killing us for real. People crying for real. Black women are burying their kids for real. This shit is for real. It's just not because they done got everything like a reality show and a movie to you around you that you don't got time to stop and think. Even your religion is a reality in a movie. They play it. They embouch you. And the music is what sounds good. The music of what sounds good, because when they want to take it, they pump you full of negative black music. Then they turn around and pump you full of their religious music. And we keep on feeding on it. It's like, eventually, something got to give. Something got to give. So I figured the only way that what they keep doing, if you notice each one, is in the mind. It's in the mind, because wherever the mind go, the body goes. You get what I'm saying? So what you got to do is you got to start giving yourself something else. I had to change. I got to where I'm at now. I'm just like you, boo. I'm a person just like you, wishing that I just had the things I had and had a comfortable life and stuff. I got to work. I got to study and everything. But I had to understand that I had to get somewhere and start understanding what is going on. If I want my black sons to live, if I want my black grandchildren to live, if I want them to have a chance. When you look at them, when they used to say, get up behind Facebook and do something about it. I marched. I don't join groups and stuff. And it still just didn't never see no change. Because if you get in these groups, you will get so hyped up in these different organizations and groups and thinking that you're doing, making a change. You might be making little dits and feeding somebody, but we're not really making changes. We're not making a change as a whole. How can we get all groups, everybody that look like us, to understand we are at war and we need to think together? We need to take a time and read our history. An hour a day is what I say. Pay yourself an hour a day. Pay your children an hour a day to talk about something real with a solution. With a solution. Give yourself an hour a day and read, and you will start being amazed. That way they will stop. See, the reason why they stopped us from reading a long time ago is so you won't understand what's going on. And then it went on so long that when you did read, they gave you these stories that were ooh and ah you, when you the one creating everything. You the one got stolen. You know, they done convinced us we're cursed. So you need to start reading so that you can be ahead of them. Understand, read the experiments they have done on us. Read the statistics about the public schools. Read why, if they talk about redlining, and I'm going to bring that up again, but redlining is still going on. We're still living in them redlined areas. It's like they're trash. When they move out of the houses and needed bigger houses, they left the trash for us. They always give us their leftovers. Because they consider us second-class citizens. But yet we run around with banging our chests and wearing and celebrating their holidays like we're first-class citizens. The only thing we get to do is get bad credit and get to pay taxes. And they get to use the money how they see. And we sit around and then we're like this stimulus check. I'm a small self-employed. Why do I have to fight bankers and other rich people for money? If you could send me $1,200, then you could send me the rest of the money if you wanted me to survive. It's a fucking game. I'm tired of playing. They have our minds exhausted doing bullshit. And I'm tired of that shit. I know y'all need to think about really what's take time and breathe. And really think about what the fuck is going on. These motherfuckers walked in the state capitol again with guns. How many? They was just on the steps the other day. Now they was in the building. That's right. Cold, cold, cold. Read Neely Fuller Jr. He has the compensatory code. I don't know how to pronounce it all. But I'm learning like with you. A sister learning with you. So I just want you to know change don't come overnight. We can change together. That's where I'm at. Every time you see me coming on here, you're going to see me kind of talk about the same things. I'm going to talk about them, but I'm also going to talk about us, the unity, because it starts in our mind. We need to start reading our stories. I didn't know. I just started picking up books and then started researching because I was smart compared to white standards. I worked at a TV station. I was a master control operator. I did this and that. So according to white standards, I was smart. But when I met my black people that was speaking the truth, I was dumb as hell to understand what was going on. But then I'm a proud black sister and I was like, what? Oh my God, I've been woke up. Oh my God, this is what's really going on. Because that's how a lot of us are. So that's why us broke, woke brothers and sisters, we got to have patience with each other. Because a lot of people don't know what's going on. And it is so much going on, they say it's a conspiracy system. You know, I just want us to understand that they want us to be feeling bad if we're not as smart as them. Or if we do this, like I said, they prince a smart black person or give somebody achievement and act like we all should be up to this level. We should all be doctors and lawyers and stuff when only some of them got food each day and stuff. I don't know. I struggle. You from the projects? I'm from the projects. At least I did get out, but it's hard getting up out of stuff. And then with credit and not understanding stuff and build on top of having regular life and regular problems, you know what I'm saying? They keep us running a hurdle so we don't have time to understand what's going on, and we don't understand. We're just running in a circle. There is no achievement in this game called capitalism. The only thing that we need to be doing is unifying to separate ourselves or to build a new system. The voting game is bullshit. How many times we gonna vote for a president that we voted for and he won, but the during electoral college give it to him, because electoral college is built on some bullshit from past slavery for slave owners to say they had so many slaves and they needed to be counted, and most of them slaves came from the South. That's why you got so many other states that have more points in electoral college. It's bullshit. They tell you that don't racism is over and this and that, but they still running off of fucking racist rules from right then when they had slavery. How you gonna have it both ways and tell us not to kneel? Or tell us, oh, we can't do this. We need to start waiting for them to tell us that we can unify. I think that's what we're waiting on. I think a lot of us waiting on that. We don't need to wait to tell them to unify. We see they unify, they do what the fuck they want. And a lot of us, we scared to die, but yet we ain't scared to die in the streets and shoot each other. They got us scared with hell and death to come together because they try to do examples. Y'all niggas come together, we gonna shoot you dead. That's what they put. They let us call each other anything in a song. They pump it. Kill. And everything is geared towards us. We need to turn them things around. Start listening to some positive music at least an hour a day. Our children, make them when they on punishment, punish them by stop taking them from family. They gonna use the electronics, punish them by making them listen to positive music, punish them by making them listen to old rap if they like rap, punish them by make it fun. We gotta find some other ways. Punish them by making them come to work or learn your work. Let's think of other ways to do things, okay? Again, We gotta, like I said, we gotta look at how they have done us and change that. Take an hour a day to read. It's hard. It's hard to change, but you can do it. And then when you practice, just like they teach you at a job, when you practice a thing long enough, you know it. You didn't know how to read, but you practice and you read. That you didn't know how. I don't know technology, but I've been practicing. I've been getting better, and I didn't know a lot, so I'm pretty sure you see my videos. And I just want us all to know we need to give each other a break. We're all human. And then those that's out there, let's support the systems that's out there for us, the platforms that's out there for us. We got to give it a chance, and we got to stop putting each other down and each other platform down, because no matter what the black man do, no matter how much he try to help, we always putting each other, we finding that problem. That's a part that we have been taught. Like I said, when you put your children on punishment, make them learn to cook with you. Make them do something constructive than being by themselves. I know a lot of, they got us busy and that we done got a lot of traditions taken away. That's why when it came to farming and working and doing stuff, we did stuff together as a tribe. They have us too separated. They got us too separated. And we have to understand that. And it's not going to be perfect. Just because you might try something today, get in an argument, but if you start walking, it's like when you taking stairs, you don't get to the top until you get to the top. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do is just start changing something about yourself an hour a day. If you look at TV or whatever this time, maybe pick up a book or Google. Google you something about your history. Google you something about, like Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Tariq Nasheed, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X. The last speech when Martin Luther King said we're integrating into a burning building. And research, the things that the CIA did through putting drugs and crack into our neighborhoods and understanding they wanted it because it will spread. Start doing some stuff to understand Pan-African Revolution. Understand the words you use. Understand what racism is. Understand how we've been played. Understand how many of our shows have been taken off of TV. Sit back and look. You pay for cable? Sit back at the cable. Just sit back and look at your channels. You all types of channels and stuff for white that are entertained to the white people. We pay the same cable bill. And we got to dig through the channels and find something constructive for ourselves. We got to find out. We got to keep finding ourselves and we create everything. But I just wanted to give that to you this Friday. It's a birthday this weekend. I'm going with my grandkids. So, y'all beautiful kings and queens and whatever you want to call yourself, Hebrew lights, whatever. I get exhausted with the titles. Just know that you are this color and your children and all of us is together. Think of some unity. Give each other a break. Start thinking of other ways. If you have a black business and they have poor customer service, get together. Write a service. Talk to them a certain way. Write a letter. I used to tell my ex, let's write a letter so we wouldn't argue. Write a letter because we know how we get. You know what I'm saying? Find ways to unify or to make this unity, to make this struggle a little bit better with each other. Okay? Again, shout out to Fly Nubian Queen. The network for melanated women like you. And this is your girl, Straight No Taser with the Queen. Be blessed.